At their meeting earlier this week, Council approved of the new Community Standards Bylaw. The new Community Standards Bylaw covers a variety of behaviors relating to use of public spaces, including odors, idling, feeding wildlife, and loitering. The controversial bylaw brought many community members out to say their piece before Council on Tuesday. Many delegations expressed their concerns that the bylaw would have a disproportionate impact on already marginalized populations, especially those who use substances, struggle with mental health issues, and houseless people.
Excuse me if it sounds rude, but this policy you are considering about is something like kicking someone when they're already down. You don't want people in the bushes, you don't want people in tents and sleeping cabins, and you don't want people on the streets downtown. Well, where do you want the people? Your job is to look after every citizen in Kingston. Where will these citizens go? You need to know in the long run that what we do to others, we end up doing to ourselves.
One community member even expressed that they have already noticed a shift since the bylaw was brought up at the Administrative Policies Committee meeting at the beginning of the month.
This bylaw states that it's not going to be implemented until May 2024. In speaking to people who, some of whom have been permitted to stay on the streets of downtown, this bylaw is already being implemented. You might have noticed, walking down the streets have been swept clean of people, and people have been told to leave. I have a question about what does that say about the due process that's even indicated in the bylaw itself? I genuinely have a question about that. After sitting and speaking with folks, I learned that the bylaw officers have been telling people that a new law has been passed by City Council. You are no longer allowed to sit on the sidewalk because customers are afraid of you, you are threatening, and you have to leave now. These folks are some of the kindest, friendliest, and most generous people I have ever met in Kingston. They endure much verbal abuse from customers on a daily basis, and yet they keep a smile on their face and they greet every passerby saying, "How are you? I hope you're well. Have a nice day," even if that person yells obscenities at them. There are a number of people that I haven't seen in a few weeks, and I don't know when or if I will ever see them again because they've been bullied out of downtown by bylaw officers. I often chat with people on the street. Doesn't matter if they're sitting panhandling or chatting with friends. Doesn't matter their socioeconomic status. Those of us who live downtown, who work downtown, and shop downtown, we check in with each other. And I find it very disturbing that because of this bylaw, there are members of my community that I may never see again. I may never encounter them downtown. Approved. This bylaw is already varying wildly in how it's enforced based on people's socioeconomic class. I do wonder, will tourists in downtown Kingston be told to move along if they're sitting enjoying a coffee, a croissant? Will myself and my friends, when we stop to chat on street corners, be asked by bylaw officers to move along because we're loitering on the sidewalk? Maybe we will, but maybe we won't because we have nicer clothes and we have a safe place to sleep at night.
Other community members stepped forward in support of the bylaw, claiming it is a necessary step in addressing the increasing feelings of unsafety, especially in the downtown core.
You can see that there's a lot of concern for staff walking home, looking up, buddying up, encountering everyday situations over and over and over again that are making it really difficult to do their job. Definitely, they're interacting with situations with drugs and drug paraphernalia, as was mentioned earlier. They're seeing situations where people are screaming, yelling, rolling out into the street, into traffic, and again, just not being able to really handle it with, being a lot of the time maybe their first job ever. Petty theft, for sure. Lots of feedback from visitors saying Kingston's an unsafe destination. That reflecting poorly on our destination.
After over 3.5 hours of discussion and 6 amendments, the bylaw was approved with a vote of 11-2, with Councillors Osanek and Tozo being opposed. Councillor Osanek expressed her concern with the bylaw and the large community response it has elicited.
This has been overwhelming. The number of emails that we've received, is one of the biggest issues, I would say, in the last 16 years. It's up there at the top. We've already, done our motion to do away with the encampment, the sleeping cabins. I read the article about how we're called a mean city, and all of this is weighing on me. a lot. And I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry, but we have to be nice. And I don't think we're setting a good example right now. I think we've done the encampment. We've done the sleeping cabins. You know, do I have regrets? Maybe. I don't know. But this then is way too much with all of this.
Counselors acknowledge that much of the impact of the bylaw depends on how bylaw officers choose to enforce it. According to the Director of Licensing and Enforcement, Curtis Smith, officers will be undergoing training and have time to prepare before the bylaw comes into effect.
We are looking at any number of training venues right now, including a nonviolent crisis intervention. We're looking at a number of mental health first aid courses that our people could take. There's a number of other initiatives from other municipalities, so we put out the feelers on that. We're working very hard on that to make sure that we are preparing our officers potentially for dealing with this bylaw. And I think we've got at least enough time, you know, with the potential delay in the implementation of this until May 2024, that we can make that happen.
One of the amendments included the addition of a health equity impact assessment, which will be conducted by a third party and used to evaluate the first year of the bylaw. The community standards bylaw is set to come into effect May 1st, 2024.
I know this is a contentious report and bylaw. However, taking the measures that are taken, be put in place, and those are maybe coming, and the fact that we do have to be responsible to our whole population, including the marginalized, but also those who live in Kingston, elsewhere. There are situations that we do have to look at, which may not go off well with the public, but that's why we're here to make decisions.
I believe that public space needs to be open and safe to all, then that does include my unhoused constituents. But based on what I've heard repeatedly, there are many of my constituents, specifically from the northern part of Kingstown, where people are much lower on the socioeconomic scale, that this is not the case. I cannot continue to have meetings with my constituents, and they detail traumatic experiences that have happened to them, and in good conscience say that I did not attempt to address their safety concerns.
We have to start somewhere, and this is a starting point. I'm not saying it's a perfect one, and that's been very evident with the conversation that we've had with our presenters tonight, and I know further discussion with council, but it's a starting point. We need to go from there. Thanks.